Network Marketing 2.0, episode 043. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. And I got some very interesting insight for you today. What does the Forbes magazine have to say about network marketing? And how does that affect you and success? Listen, I just went through some pretty interesting information and I thought I should just share with you. Forbes, what did they feel about network marketing? Well, generally speaking, let's just know for a fact that network marketing is a viable and a legit business model in the United States of America and the other developed countries and many hundreds of countries around the world. So clearly, there's something there that's legit, not just something. Actually, the whole business model is legit. Like that. Now, like any other opportunity or businesses out there, are there people that may be dubious or do wrong things to try to get you into deals and then end up robbing you out of your money? Absolutely. That will happen. That will happen. Just like in any kind of arena or industry where you have human beings involved. Sorry to say it like that, but that's just, you know, there's always somebody with too much greed and they always pollute whatever is going on with anything. So that's granted. But what does Forbes have to say about network marketing? I find it interesting when I start to go through some pieces that it's just people doing research and having an opinion about something that's already, you know, obviously very legit. But it also gave me a perspective when I noticed that many of them were talking specifically about when is the right time to quit your job. So there was this quote here from Forbes.com that says it's an opportunity, it's supposedly an opportunity for you to ditch your 9-to-5 job, fire your boss and work for yourself, and then just sail on into evergreen, Neverland of bliss, right? And does it work like that? It doesn't. And I hate to be the one to bring you that kind of news that it doesn't, but I have some perspective that will help you make a decision as you move forward, okay? And the specific question is that was posed by Forbes magazine is, when's the right time to quit your job? Should you quit right now to pursue your network marketing endeavor full-time, even if you don't have a full-time income yet? Or should you wait? When is the right time? And these guys were giving advice on when is the right time to quit. And I have to disagree with a lot of things that the offers that they were saying. Obviously, there were multiple opinions. They were asking people. Some people say, oh, wait till you replace your income. Some people say, wait till you replace half of it. See, people were trying to put numbers on it. And the newsflash I have for you on this particular episode is this. All right. The newsflash I have is for you is that no one can truly tell anyone when to quit. Okay. Not the successful ones. Okay. No one can truly tell anyone the right time to quit. Just like the last episode, which you should make sure you listen to, the last episode was about the best network marketing opportunity. There's obviously some people that will tell you they have the best network marketing opportunity as you join. And I gave some pretty interesting insight on the last episode as you go check out about that one. But when is the right time to quit your job if you are serious about network marketing? I'm going to tell you like this. Every single one of the most successful network marketing people that I know personally did not have a job when they started to build a business. And in fact, there's a lot of people in network marketing that are successful today, and their background somehow, some way happens to be real estate all the time. Either they were into real estate investing or they were realtors. Why? Because people that are attracted into that world are also entrepreneurial. There are people that already know from a long time ago that a job is not for them. Like a 9-to-5 gig is just not their thing. They would rather work around the clock. And yes, be clear, entrepreneurs, what we do is we work around the clock. We don't have a 9-to-5. It's not an 11-to-2. It's not a part-time. It's a lifetime. Okay? And that's just the way it works. And that's the insight that I wanted to give to you today. Does that mean if you don't have that kind of background that you can't build a network marketing? No, that's too far from the truth. There are way too many people that were professionals, 9-to-5 professionals that are now doing very well, that ended up being able to quit their job and come into the world of entrepreneurship. They're absolutely all over the place. But I'm telling you that a lot, like a whole lot, I don't know the exact percentage, but a whole lot of people that I know personally that are doing extremely well came from some type of business background. They were already go-getters. They were already people that are self-motivators. They motivate themselves to create results and create their own income, and they never had to depend on a paycheck from another person's company. A lot of them. So there's some, that tells you something that I want you to pay attention to. Okay. When is the right time to quit your job? According to Forbes and what they're saying, a lot of people are saying, just wait. Wait until the right time. Everybody's saying something, but I find it interesting that none of them are actually success. They're just people contributing articles to Forbes. And my personal experience is this, okay? I used to work at FedEx, okay? I worked at FedEx for 7 years. But as a student, I was working part-time. I worked between 6 and 10 o'clock in the morning. And I knew that a day job is just not for me. And I tried it one time. There was one semester I was in school. I needed some money. And I said, you know what? Let me go full time, which is driving truck on the road and delivery in New Brunswick. Let me go full time and let me raise some money. I'll go part time in school for the semester. And that was absolutely the wrong move. And I flunked all my grades and messed up my grades that semester. And I couldn't focus in school. I would work from 2 to 10 at night. There would be no time to study. I'll be tired, of course. I'll try to study in the morning before class and around class, and it just didn't work. And I had to tell the manager at the time, I felt, I said, listen, I need to go back part-time. Because obviously that wasn't my dream, you know, to work full-time. Because it looked at that time that I was going to work for the rest of my life. And that's how some people get stuck in the corporate world. They keep working. They really hope to get out at some point, but that day never comes. So sometimes you have to make a drastic move, and that drastic move can be very spiritual in nature. So putting logic around it and saying this is the exact right time that fits all to quit is just not realistic. It doesn't work like that. Okay. Now, if you're a kind of person that you would like that kind of information and you want to use that as a guide, absolutely use it. But I'm just letting you know what the history says. The history says most people are very entrepreneurial, and that means they have to make a lot of move with faith. Like completely with faith. Okay? Like literally, you don't know what's going to happen, but I have enough belief in myself that I'm going to make it happen. That's faith. Okay? And that's my tip for you, specifically my tip for you on this episode. Never mind what Forbes says. Never mind what I say. Your journey is your journey, and it's going to be unique to you. And there's a lot of times that you're going to require faith to move on to the next level. For example, if I tell you to get started with an inner circle for $1, even though it's $1, you still require faith, because you have to believe in yourself that no matter what that move is, you're going to learn from it, from the process, and it's going to move you forward regardless of what that particular program does. Some crazy intertwisted insights, okay? But just get it. Faith. You need faith. And at what point do you quit? I would suggest to make sure you don't put your family in harm's way by shutting down your income randomly. But I would say balance that out with what your particular person is, what you believe in, what your faith level is. If you have a certain level of faith and you're ready to take massive action, you can change your life in 30 days, in 60 days, and you can absolutely replace your income multiplied by twice. That can happen. It depends on so many factors. Influence, how much of an action taker you are, and so many other things. That's what I have for you on this particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Don't forget to listen to the past episodes. We have some very good stuff over there, some very cool stuff that you don't want to miss out on. And I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.